You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Mahogany Bowers of Blessings in a Book Bag. Hey, Mahogany.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Megan Kelly of Visit Savannah. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, guys.
And we are headed into a beautiful spring weekend with lots to do, including a play that opens tonight.
Yes, we have The Pump Boys and the Dinettes at the Repertory Theater in Savannah. It's a local theater company that's trying to establish themselves in Savannah. And it's really cool and kind of quirky, so go check them out this weekend.
And then there is kind of a lot to do on Saturday. There's a cool thing to do with the kids, especially if they're interested in science and math.
The school is actually, schools are actually coming together right now for the STEM program. So at the Savannah Railroad Museum, they are having STEM Fest, which celebrates both meanings of its name. That is technology, engineering, art, science, and math. So it kicks off on Saturday, May 5th, 10 a.m. at the Georgia State Railroad Museum, and everyone is invited and admission is free. So please make sure to get the kids out there to have some fun and get them prepared for what's going to happen during the summer.
Yeah, some fun and also some learning involved.
Exactly.
You know, combination. And then if you'd rather head to Tybee on Saturday, there is some fun besides just sitting on the beach, which is its own kind of fun.
Yeah, you can go check out the beautiful homes down on Tybee for the 21st annual tour of homes of Tybee Island. That's going to be on Saturday, again, from 10 to 4. Tickets are $45, and you get to see some colorful cottages, beach bungalows, some Fort Screven homes, and plenty of other fun things.
Yeah. Then on Sunday, there is an event for our four-legged friends.
Definitely. It's time once again for the Humane Society for Greater Savannah's annual Doggy Carnival on Sunday, May 6th from noon to 4 p.m., and that will be in Forsyth Park. Now, this is for family and our four-legged canine friends, and actually, the festival is free. Now, admission may be free, but all the proceeds are going to benefit the Humane Society for Greater Savannah. So please pack the entire family up, including the dogs, and come out and enjoy the games.
Yeah, lots to do for dogs, and I think a lot of them also have treats for your dogs.
Yes.
On Sunday night, there is some fabulous music in town as well.
I am super excited. The Temptations and the Four Tops are actually coming to the city of Savannah, and this is so amazing because the Temptations are notable for their success with Motown Records during the 60s and 70s. And one of my favorites, My Girl, also Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and definitely the one that I know the choreography to is I Can't Get Next to You, Babe.
We're on the radio here, but Megan and I can confirm she knows the choreography.
She does.
I do.
She's
doing from front to back.
And so that is Sunday at the Civic Center. And then looking ahead to Monday, we've got a local author in town.
Yeah, Mary Kay Andrews is launching her new book, which is called The High Tide Club. And it does have scenes that are set in Savannah. That will be at the Bryce Hotel on Bay Street on Monday from 5:30 to 7. The first 100 guests actually receive a VIP package. So make sure you get there early to get your new book and get it signed by this local celebrity.
Yes. Well, Megan Kelly, the marketing coordinator for Visit Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Mahogany Bowers, founder of Blessings in a Book Bag, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.